So Shlishi of Va'era, Rashi explains the Aliyah. We pick up where we left off after the genealogy that was listed, starting with Reuven, Bechor Yisrael, and then Shimon down to Levi, so we could get to Kahas, so we could get to Amram, so we could get to Moshe and Aaron, who Aaron and Moshe. So now we pick up where we left off, and it's the beginning, again, or the restatement of the Shlichos, to take Klal Yisrael out of Egypt. So I apologize, today usually we focus on one Nekuda, so we'll have three different points that I wanted to get across from Shlishi. So the first is, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe rei nisaticha Elohim lefaro v'aron achicha yeh neviyacha." So Rashi says, what does it mean, Elohim lefaro? Shofet. Elohim is a dayan, right? V'nikrav balabayis elho Elohim. Shofet v'roda l'radoso b'makos v'yisurin. Right, that you're supposed to demonstrate your authority over him, as a shofet will demonstrate authority over a baldin. So one could ask, what superficially looks like a stira, Rashi quoted the Lashon before, Vayitzaveim el paro melech Mitzrayim, Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael. We talked about Lizbol b'nachas, but Vayitzaveim el paro melech Mitzrayim. So that's the din of Chilku Kavo the Malchus. So what is this? Chilku Kavo the Malchus, when we're Shofet v'roda l'radosa b'makos v'yisurin. So first of all, there's no stira. You take a look carefully at Rashi, when Rashi quotes the din of Chilku Kavo the Malchus v'yitzavim al paro melech Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Tiva malav lachlok lo kavod b'divrayim. Right, that the din of Chilku Kavod Malchus is that you have to speak appropriately. That's why Moshe was Mishana, that even though Paro would be the one that would come to him, it wasn't the Avadim, it was Paro. But in terms of Dibor, there's room for Kavod. So this is in terms of Dibor, this is in terms of action. That's number one. So there's Dibor versus Maisa. The second Chiluk, which is, I think, equally true, is that even if you say the din of Chilu Kavod B'Malchus is even outside of Dvarim, so there's nothing that's gratuitous. Moshe Rabbeinu can still be a Shofet V'Roda L'Rados Makos V'Yisurin, but he's not doing anything gratuitous. He's not going beyond that which was his mandate, to follow what Hashem says, whether it's Dam, Tradei Akinim, all the way through Barad, as we'll have in this week's Parsha, then beginning with Arba Choshech Makas Bechorus and Parshas Bo. He does everything that he said he would, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do. And Moshe is not allowed to go beyond that. Moshe is the Shaliach, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Chukas, Vayishlach Malach, Vayotzeinu Mimitzrayim. So Moshe is the Shliach. Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, he's a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Shliach is not allowed to be Mishana. He can't change his shlichus, and if he does that, he doesn't have a status of a shaliach anymore. He's acting on his own. So chilku kavod l'malchus, that means that Moshe can't do anything gratuitous to try to stick it to Paro, but at the same time, he has a tzivoy, shofet v'roda l'rados makos v'yisurin. I think this interpretation is particularly compelling in light of the shita of the Ramban. You know, isn't it unfair, isn't the lack of tzedek and mishpat on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he punishes the Egyptians when it was all foretold? So the Ramban and the Ravid are very upset with the Rambam about that, because the Rambam says he wasn't gozer on a particular mitzri, just the Egyptian nation. So the Ravid and the Ramban say he should get an Egyptian that volunteers to do the Ratzon Hashem should get a schar. He's doing a mitzvah. So they go for different interpretations. And one of the interpretations that both of them like is that the Egyptians went beyond their mandate. The Torah said, Vavadim v'inu osam. It didn't say you could murder them. It didn't say, Kol abena yiloda yoritashlichu. So the second interpretation that I offered, I think, fits in very nicely, that Moshe wasn't allowed to go beyond in any way. That's the first nekuda that I wanted to get across. The second nekuda also is a Ramban issue. The pasuk says, "V'lo yishma leichem paro v'nasati yisyadi b'mitzrayim," that Paro is not going to listen. So the Ramban chooses here to address the question that we already addressed last week with Shitas HaRambam about the lack of Bechira Chavshah. So just to review, "V'lo b'yad chazaka," in the sixth aliyah of Shmos, we already quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Hei, that the greatest raya for Bechira Chavshah is the idea that Bechira Chavshah can be taken away. So Paro, who sinned so much, b'bechiruso, through his own choices, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're no longer entitled to repent in this world. I'm going to be Monea the Darchei Atshuva. So the Ramban quotes that here as one answer. He doesn't quote the name of the Rambam. He likes it as an independent answer. Then he says the second answer is is that for the purposes of Kiddush Hashem. That basically, Paro, the first five makos, it just says Vayechazek Lev Paro, Vayechbe Lev Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it to him. And then beyond that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did harden his heart because Paro would have caved. He would have caved under pressure, but not for purposes of Lasos Ritzon Habore. So he strengthened Paro's heart so that he'd have the stubbornness to refuse. I'll just quote here from the language of the Ramban, for the sake of God's glory. As the Pasuk says in Yechezkel. So again, the Man Revos Mofsai Beretz Mitzrayim is for purposes of Kiddush Hashem, so that's a second answer. Just the third point that I wanted to make, Bnei Yisrael are referred to here with a fascinating term, so Targum Unklos is, Tzivosai is V'apik Yes Cheli, the Chel Hashem. So this is obviously deeply reminiscent of what's said to Shevet Levi at the end of the Torah, Barech Hashem Chelo, Vol Yadav Tirtzeh, Mechatz Masnaim Kamav, Misanav Min Yekumun. Barech Hashem Chelo, that's the special status of Shevet Levi. So it's interesting, Targum Unklos applies that, right, that to all of Klal Yisrael. So just the thought of quoting the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam is Doresh Taima Dekra, why is it that Shevet Levi doesn't have any portion in the land, they're not allowed to take in the Biza as well. Lama lo zochal nevi bin achalas eretz Yisrael, but Biza say mecha vim deshe huvda lavod as Hashem l'sharto, u lehoros d'rachav ha-yisharim, mishpata bat tzadikim l'rabim, shenem ar yorim mishpatech l'yakov, v'saras chol Yisrael. So they have to be removed from this physicality so they can focus on their primary role, which is Talmud Torah, not even the avodas ha-karbanos. The fikach, so therefore, and only therefore, in other words, only because of this reason, that they have to be totally immersed in Torah. Huvdilo midarchei olam la'orchen melchama kishar Yisrael v'lo nochon v'lo zochon ha'atzman b'chovach gufan elohim chel Hashem shenemar barech Hashem chelo. Or like Rashi quotes at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, where they're not included in the Pekuda, he calls them l'igayon shel melech, kedayu l'igayon shel melech l'yos nimnin levadim. So in any event, elohim chel Hashem shenemar barech Hashem chelo hu baruch hu zochel lachem shenemar ani chal kechav v'nachal ascha. So I'd like to suggest, I'll leave with the Targum Unklos, that klape pnim, of course, Shevet Levi is called Barich Hashem Shilo, Ligayon Shel Melech. But klape chutz, relative to the Egyptians, were all called Chilo Shel Melech. That's what we mean, Mamlachas Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. But it even goes beyond that, because what do we mean here? What does Targum Unklos mean when he says, V'otzeisi Simbosai Esami V'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim? It's exactly like the Rambam describes it right here. We know how much the Rambam loved Targum Unklos. The Rambam was a greater fan of Unklos than I think he was of anybody besides maybe the Rimi Gash. So what is the Rambam? What's the Lashon that the Rambam uses? So if you could continue on, the last halacha in the Rambam, Shmitah V'Yovel, he says, V'lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, ala kol ish v'ish mikol ba'i olam, not even Jews, a person wants to be Megayer. Asher nadva rucho osov, evinu madal li bad olam, b'litne Hashem, l'shar te lo avdol adeyas Hashem, v'halach yashar kemosha asa Elohim, Uparak me al tzavaro ol hacheshbonos harabim. The idea is to be a part of Shevet Levi when a person joins up with that is to take the yoke of bondage off of your neck. So it's particularly appropriate. Vehotzeisi es tivosai es ami v'nei Yisrael me eretz Mitzrayim, because that's what it was all about, right? Ki avadayhem velo avadim la avadim. They're avdei Hashem velo avdei Pharaoh. So it works out beautifully. The Targum Unklos here uses the Lashon Ve'otzeisi as Sivosai, the Chel Hashem, not only in the sense of Shevet Levi, but in the sense of all of Klal Yisrael, because we were being Muvdal, Lasos Ritzono. Everybody have a wonderful day.